media and participants. It is an honor to welcome you to this important event organized by the Cameroon Economic Policy Institute, where we explore the profound impact of the Economic Partnership Agreement and the African Continental Free Trade on the Cameroonian economy. As we gather here today, we stand at a pivotal moment in our nation's economic journey. The EPA and ACTA present unprecedented opportunities for Cameroon to enhance its trade relations and economic resilience. These agreements are not just about tariffs and trade flows. They are about fostering sustainable development, creating jobs, and improving the livelihoods of our citizens. The Cameroon Economic Policy Institute has the first report of its kind, measuring the impact of the African Continental Free Trade Area and the Economic Partnership Agreement on the Cameroonian economy. The only way to verify if these agreements have been delivered in 10 years is by carefully analyzing their impact on poverty, wages, investment, and competitiveness of local industry. But in whatever we do, we need context. Since gaining independence in 1960, Cameroon has navigated a complex trade policy landscape, initially characterized by inward-oriented import substitution strategies. We relied heavily on high tariffs and quantitative restrictions. However, in the late 1980s, a shift towards liberalization began, marked by the introduction of new custom and fiscal regimes in 1994. This transition aimed to dismantle restrictive practices, promote export, and enhance competitiveness within the regional market. Today, Cameroon's trade policy continues to evolve, focusing on integration into regional and global markets while addressing domestic economic challenges. Think tanks like CEPID play a critical role in shaping effective trade policies. They provide research-based insights that inform government decisions, analyze economic trends, and advocate for policies that promote sustainable growth. By facilitating dialogue among stakeholders, including policymakers, business, and civil society, think tanks help ensure that trade policies are inclusive and responsive to the needs of all Cameroonians. Their expertise is invaluable in navigating the complexity of international agreements like EPA and ACTA. In conclusion, I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude and thanks to the Atlas Network, a US-based NGO working tirelessly to support free trade across Africa. Your presence here today underscores the importance of this dialogue, and we collectively seek to harness the potential of these trade agreements for our nation's prosperity. I look forward to a fruitful discussion that will pave the way for a brighter economic future in Cameroon. Thank you all, and I look forward to a very engaging session.